So, since it's a little late, we won't have a long Bhagavad Gita lecture tonight or anything like that. Just have a little arrival address so we can have a nice early morning program tomorrow morning. With a beautiful Mangal Aarti with Sri Sri Radha Damodar and Sri Sri Gaurinitai. So we're very, very happy to be back. We're very thankful to... Is there going to be a translator?
I'm going to translate.
Okay.
Maris räägib, et on väga rõõmus, et siin olla. Me ei hakkada nohtu veel pikalt tegema, et omavikul me saaksime kohe hea varase Mangal Aaretiga alustada, kus on siis Sri Sri Radha Damodar ja Sri Sri Gaurinitai.
So we're very thankful to Igor for driving us here.
Et väga tänulik Igorile, kes tõi siia.
A great inconvenience of having a traffic accident.
Olimata isegi liiklusõnnetustest, mis meil oli.
Somehow by Krishna's grace we got here with no problem.
Krishna armulikuse tõttu kuidagi me saime siia siiski probleemideta.
And we're very, very happy to be here with you all nice devotees here in Tartu who are trying to become pure in your hearts and to serve Prabhupada's mission here.
Ja me oleme väga õnnelikud, et saame olla siin teie Tartu pühendunutega, kes püüavad kogu hinges siis teidema Prabhupada missiooni ja saada puhtaks.
We know that it's not always easy for you to do your studies and practice Krishna consciousness at the same time.
Me teame, et ei ole alati kõige lihtsam just õppida ja siis praktiseerida Krishna teadvus omal ajal.
But we can assure you that it is well worth it.
Aga me võime kinnitada, et see on seda väärt.
Because Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that this mundane education will simply make you as foolish as an ass.
Sest Bhaktivinoda Thakura räägib, et see tavaline materiaalne haridus teeb siin sama rumalaks nagu eesel.
It might help you get a job, and that's all right. But that education alone will simply just spoil your brain.
Ta võib aidata sul küll tööd leida, aga põhimõtteliselt ainult rikub su aju.
Unless there is knowledge of this actual self, then what is the use of all this academic knowledge?
Kui ei ole teadmisi sinu tõelisest olemusest, mis on siis kasu akadeemilist hariduseks?
When you enroll in the university, they ask you, what do you want to be?
Kui sa oled ülikool, need küsivad sul, mis sa tahad olla?
The student should tell, if you tell me who I am, then I can tell you what I want to be.
Siis õpilane peaks ütlema, et sa ütled mulle, kes ma olen, ja siis ma ütlen sulle, kes ma tahan olla.
If you ask the professor, who am I? What is my identity? What is the identity of the self? He says, I don't know.
Kui sa küsid professorile, et kes ma olen, mis on minu tõeline identiteet, siis ta ütleb, ma ei tea.
You see. So the first thing you need to know is, who are you?
Esimene asi, mis sul on vaja teada, on, kes sa oled.
If you don't even know who you are, then, you know, what's the meaning of being in doing, studying chemistry or physics or, you know, brain surgery.
Kui sa isegi ei tea, kes sa oled, mis on siis kasu keemiast või füüsikast või ajukirurgi õppimisest.
What's the point? I mean, what are you doing? You don't even know who you are.
Milles point, kui sa isegi ei tea, kes sa oled.
So the first thing is, the first knowledge is self-realization.
Esimene teadmine enese, enese olemuse realiseerimine.
You have to know that I'm not this body.
Sa pead aru saama, et sa ei ole see keha.
That I'm the eternal spirit soul.
Et ma olen igavene vaimne hing.
I'm part and parcel of Krishna.
Ma olen osa Krishnast.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
See on Jumala kõrgem isiksus.
If you have that knowledge, then you can do anything in this world and be very happy and successful.
Kui sul on see teadmine, siis sa võid teha ükskõik mida siin maailmas ja olla väga õnnelik ja edukas.
Because you'll be doing it for Krishna, not for your own temporary senses.
Sa teed seda Krishna jaoks, mitte oma ajaliste meelte jaoks.
What is the value of spending your whole life serving your material senses?
Mis kasu on terve elu veeta, et oma materiaalseid meeli rahuldada?
What are they going to reward you with? The end.
Millega nad siin taudasustavad lõpus?
Old age.
Vanadus.
Disease.
Haigused.
And what's the final thing?
Ja mis on lõpus?
That's the reward you get for working so hard to serve your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, your genitals, everything. That's the reward.
Ja see on siis auhinnise lõpuks saada, et sa teenid oma silmi, kõrvu, genitaale, noh, kõiki meeli. Suur.
So the best thing is to minimize injury or saver as much as possible.
Ja siis kõige parem on siiski nagu minimumini viia oma meditation.
And maximize Krishna seva.
Ja maksimumi teha siis Krishna teenimise suhtes.
Because that Krishna seva will liberate you from the cycle of birth and death.
Sest Krishna teenimine, siis Krishna seva, see on see, mis sind päästab surma ja sünni ahelast.
Do you want to stay in the cycle of birth and death?
Kas sa tahad jääda surma ja sünni ahelasse?
Then you better surrender completely to Krishna.
Ja siis parem kohe alistu Krishnale täielikult.
Stop playing around with Maya.
Ära mängi Mayaga.
Is it? That's all you have to do.
See on see, kuidas te peate.
Otherwise we're just taking a knife and cutting our throat.
Muidu me lihtsalt lõikame oma kõri läbi.
Anything besides complete surrender to Krishna means something you're taking a knife and you're cutting your throat.
Kõik peale täieliku alistumise Krishnale lihtsalt on nagu noaga lõikamine oma kõri läbi.
So we have come all the way from Texas to make one demand of each and every one of you.
Et ma siis tulin kogu selle tee Texasest, et nagu teile üks selline, noh, nõudmine esitada.
That you must fully surrender to Krishna right now.
Et te peate täielikult Krishna alistuma kohe praegu.
Tonight.
Täna.
At this minute.
Sel minutil.
We don't want to wait for tomorrow or the day after. You must make your determination right now, tonight, that I will fully surrender to Krishna. From henceforward, I have no business except to serve Him. That is the commitment I want from each and every one of you. Who's willing to make that commitment? Let's see a show of hands.
Kes on valmis selle otsustuse tegema näljake kätega?
Who's willing to fully surrender to Krishna? Raise your hand.
Kes on valmis Krishna täielikult alistuma näljake?
No hands are going up. Only Mataji is agreeing. Nobody else wants to surrender. There's two. That's very good. Only two people want to fully surrender to Krishna. What's the problem? Why you all don't want to surrender to Krishna? Did you understand the question? What's your hang up? I mean, what's holding you back?
May I speak? Yes, I understand the question, and yes, I do want to fully surrender to Krishna, but the reason because I didn't raise my hand was that I'm not sure that I am fully able to do it. Completely.
Ah, okay. Well, that's really good.
Because it takes time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. I appreciate that. That's very good.
Et Lennart ei tea siis ühesõnaga, et kas ta nüüd on võimeline seda tegema üldse täielikult, sellepärast et just oma kätte.
So then my question is, are you willing to submit yourself to a training program that will bring you to the point of surrendering to Krishna?
Ja siis nagu uus küsimus on, et kas te olete vähemalt valmis alistuma sellele programmile, mis viib teid täieliku alistumiseni Krishnale?
Very good. Very good. Everyone. Jai, hari bo. That's called bhakti yoga.
Very good.
Okay, very good. So that's a good beginning now for our weekend here, and we can open it up now for any other questions or comments, and then after that we can take vishadam and have early rest. Any questions?
Et see on siis päris hea alustus meie nädalavahetusele. Me võime nüüd siis vastata küsimustele ja kommentaaridele. Pärast seda prashadi võtta ja siis ma ka minna. Kas on küsimusi?
Questions? No questions.
Ei ole küsimusi?
Prabhupada said, don't be dull-headed. A dull-headed person see has no question.
I think they're saving it for later because you are tired.
See, a dull-headed person has no questions.
I think they are saving it for tomorrow.
Saving it for tomorrow?
Yeah, because you are tired.
Because I'm tired?
Yeah.
Kas te hoiate küsimusi homseks?
They're doing it in the mood of service. All right.
Okay. A simple question. Yes, tomorrow morning, yes, what time should I come here? Can you tell approximately?
Yes, so what time do you usually have Mangalarti here? Do you have Mangalarti here ever?
Sometimes.
When you have it, what time do you have?
6 or 5.
That's because one bathroom, so 6 o'clock will be okay.
6 is good. Mm-hmm. All right. So tomorrow we'll have a very special Mangalarti with Sri Sri Radha Damodar. We'll have it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Any other questions? What you do is, any questions come to your mind, just write them down on a piece of paper and bring them to class.
Can you hear 6 o'clock?
Kas te saate olla kõik kuus siin?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, very good. Okay then, we'll stop here, then we'll take prasadam, take rest, and then get together again at 6 in the morning. Jai Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.